I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. You've had to make a tough call, but it's for the best?
Yes. Look, given the outbreak of Omicron in our region and the opening of schools and the opening of the state, of course, we thought it was much more responsible that we delayed our show. And we're very apologetic to those people that have already bought tickets, but we're in the process of returning those or offering rebookings. So we thought it more responsible to wait until May, and that's what we've done.
Good on you. At least it is going ahead at this stage. You know, a lot of people haven't been so lucky.
Well, indeed, and it is a risk. And we thank the Tasmanian government for having a support fund for theatre and the arts in case, unfortunately, if it falls over again. But we're hoping and praying it doesn't. And also, I think by May, it gives people an opportunity to see how the virus has played itself out and is playing itself out. And I think with masks and safe distancing, people will want to come out again and be in the theatre. It only goes for a bit over 2 hours, so it's not as if you're in there all day. And hopefully come out and be entertained by a really entertaining show.
Now, we spoke a few months ago when you launched Ring of Fire by Cradle Coast Theatre. For those that missed that chat, how did Cradle Coast Theatre come about?
Well, it's a group of people that have worked together for ages, and we just wanted to present a smaller scale show, given the nature of COVID in our community, and make it more flexible. So we've chosen a show which is fundamentally more concert style than a traditional musical theatre, and this is to complement the more traditional musical theatre that we have in our companies along the coast, and they do very, very well. So a group of us have got together to do this. We've got 6 singers, 3 females, 3 males, and a terrific talented band of 7 musicians.
Great. And we don't really need to give away the story of Ring of Fire, do we? I mean, it's self-explanatory, really.
Well, yes. It's not the story of Johnny Cash per se, and no one is Johnny Cash as such, but it's a real tribute to his music, aspects of his life, of course, and very much his legacy.
Right. For those people that did manage to get tickets first round, what do they do now?
Well, the Devonport Town Hall Theatre box office crew are tremendous supporters, and they're getting in touch, if they haven't already been in touch with people, to either offer them a rebooking during the May season, which is from the 13th of May to the 28th of May, and or a refund. So they're very good at this. And that's, I suppose, one of the good things about the digital age is that, we can record people's phone numbers and contact them in case there needs to be change.
Yes.
Hopefully this is the last.
Sid Sidebottom, thanks, mate, for the update. And fingers crossed all goes to plan, 13th to the 28th of May with Ring of Fire. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure, and we'll see you at the Ring of Fire, the music at Johnny Cash.